弟兄姊妹，我们先请读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few scripture passages.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John 14:16.
等一下哈，约翰福音第十四章三到六节。
John 14:3-16.
我若去为你们预备了。约翰福音第十四章三到六。
John 14:3-6.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道；那条路，你们也知道。多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know that whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me.
当那个我今天愿意我们之前有弟兄们交通到道路这件事。
In the past, a brother has shared about the way.
我想我就是在主耶稣讲到道路、真理、生命这个三件事情放在一起这件事情上面继续有一点追求。
And so I want to continue along that and then to talk about the Lord putting the way, the truth, and the life all together.
所以当主耶稣在最后的晚餐的那个晚上
In the Last Supper,
他一开始对着门徒们有一些安慰跟劝勉
The Lord had encouragement and words of comfort for the disciples.
他先告诉他们说他要去一个地方然后去做一件事情做有一些预备
He told them that he's going to a place and then he's doing a preparation work.
那他告诉门徒们其实就是我们也要最终要去那个地方。
He tells the disciple and he's also telling us that in the end, that's where we're going.
那去那个地方呢必须要借着一条路才能够到。
Now to get there, we have to go through a way.
所以上次我提到这个多马就有点不是好歹的问了哎呀我都搞不太清楚你在讲什么
And then Thomas seems to be confused doesn't know what the Lord is talking about
所以主耶稣就讲了这句话我们很会背的他就是道路真理生命
And the Lord responded with this very familiar word I am the way the truth and the life
当讲到道路的时候我总是觉得我们可以从两个部分来看
Speaking about the way, we can look at it from two aspects.
一个是他的最后的那个结局，就是那个destination 那个最后的地方。
The one way to look at it is what is the destination of the way.
然后一个是走这条路上的他的方式。
And then the other is along the way, how does it look like?
Yeah. 我举个比方哈，就是假设。我们最后要去月亮，好吧？月球。
Let me give an example. Let's say our destination is the moon.
对，所以我们要知道我们要去哪里。
Of course, we have to know where we want to be.
当我们知道要去哪里的时候，我们就会在今天的这个时间当中，我们做一些预备，知道说我们的目标是在那个地方。
So if we know our destination, we will make certain preparation now.So we can get there.
但方式也很重要。
Now, how to get there is also very important.
所以如果你只是在坐一个很快很快的汽车
If you are in a very fast car,
然后你拼命的追求说我要这个车要越来越快，就像那个国内叫动车，对吧？反正就是那个高速高铁的这种车。
And if you think, okay, I'm going to just increase the speed of this car to very, very fast.
所以当你这个方式不对的话 你知道你这个路啊永远到不了这个月亮。
But this method is never going to get you to the moon because it's the wrong way.
或是说如果我们根本不晓得要去月亮。
Or if you don't even know that you want to go, the destination is the moon.
然后所以我们就有一些错误的想法说我要坐一个很快的车最后应该可以达到我搞不清楚的一个目的。
Then you think, okay, I'm going to be in a very fast car, but then you're not even sure where you're heading.
所以弟兄姊妹 我想就是我稍微复习一下就是我们之前我觉得我们讲到道路这件事情上面我们要注意的。
This is just some review that I want us to know and focus about the way.
我们知道我们最后结局是新耶路撒冷。
We know that our final destination is the New Jerusalem.
我们知道主的目的是要把他的家他的教会能够建立起来。
And his purpose is to build up his house, the church.
然后当这个目标越来越明确。
When this goal is clearer and clearer to us,
然后你就发现你就不得不寻求说我要怎么样能够达到那个目的。
Then the natural thing that follows is you want to seek the way to get to that destination.
所以你发现如果里面不走我们不走里面那个灵里面的那个里面的路的话是达不到的。
If we do not walk that inward spiritual way, we cannot get there.
如果我们不背起十字架的话那个也是天方夜谭是绝对达不到的。
If we do not bear the cross, then we don't have to talk about this because we're not going to get there.
如果我们不在这边有身体的配搭的话我们也不可能达到神要的目的。
If we do not have co-working and co-functioning of the body, we cannot get there.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天聚集呢，我们在这里聚集。我觉得如果失掉这些的话，我们的聚集就一点价值都没有。
So as we gather here, if we lost these things, then there's no meaning in gathering together.
然后主耶稣他其实自己有在讲，他说道路、真理、生命。
Now the Lord said, the way, the truth, and the life.
所以当我在继续的去体会主的意思的时候
，When I ponder upon this and what the Lord means,
我相信主的意思是说，如果你要达到那条路的，要达到那个目的的话，你没有真理，你没有生命的话，你是不可能达到的。
It is as if the Lord is saying, if you want to get there, but you don't have the truth with you and the life, you cannot get there either.
当我们要走这条路的时候，我们一定要有真理跟生命做它的根基，做它的基础。
To walk this way, we need the truth and the life as foundation.
所以我今天的负担是希望能够我们更加的明白什么叫做真理。
So today, my burden is we will understand more what is the truth.
其实主耶稣在这一段的话里面他自己有解释到一些。
In this passage, the Lord did explain a bit.
因为他在后面他特别提到真理的圣灵。
Because in the end, he talks about the spirit of truth.
他要带我们进到真理的里面。
He will bring us to all truth. Into all truth.
当这个我岔开一点点，就是当这个约翰写这些约翰福音、约翰一二三书、启示录的时候呢，我们总是感觉他想要恢复一些东西。
I'm just gonna deviate a little bit. So we know that when John wrote the book of John and the letters of John and Revelation, he is trying to recover something.
也就是说，有些东西失去了。
There are certain things that were already lost.
所以当他讲到说那个真理的时候呢，他不是直接讲真理。
So when,
这个词。
So when he spoke about truth, he did not use the word truth.
他特别提到说要有一位真理的圣灵把我们带进到那个真理里面。
So he said that we need the spirit of truth to bring us into truth.
也就是说也许在约翰他所观察的这个年代里面呢很多的也许有很多圣经的知识
In John's observation of the generation maybe there are a lot of people with knowledge of the scripture
对大家觉得哎呀这个圣经就是真理
And they feel that the scripture is the truth
这句话没有错
There's nothing wrong with that
但是老约翰似乎觉得有一些东西没有失去了
But then John discovered that some of the things have been lost.
所以他特别讲到说，我们必须要有一位真理的圣灵带我们进到那个真理的里面。
And so he said, we need the Spirit of Truth to bring us into truth.
不是光光只是知道、明白、懂的真理。
It's not just knowing, understanding truth.
你必须真实的经历那个真理。
But we need to experience that truth.
然后在我们的灵的里面，能够摸到那个真正的实际。
And in our spirit, have that reality.
所以当主耶稣讲到真理的时候呢，我们可以用另外一个词称它叫做属灵的实际。
So we can use another phrase, spiritual reality, to replace the word truth.
所以我想我今天的交通是比较着重在这个方面的。
So today'smessage is more, the emphasis is more on spiritual reality.
我们再读几处圣经好，约翰福音第一章十四节。
Let's read John 1:14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
John 1:14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
请特别注意，他充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Pay attention to the last phrase, full of grace and truth.
然后十七节，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And then 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第十八章三十七到三十八节。
And John
18, 约翰福音十八章三十七到三十八。
18:37-38.
比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。比拉多说，真理是什么呢？说了这话，又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说，我查不出他有什么罪来。
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, and that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all.
我今天要用很多约翰福音了。
Today I'm going to use a lot of verses from the book of John.
你可能会问，哎呀，这个伟修，你这个上次讲荣耀，你用约翰福音，然后你带那个福音查经组也用约翰福音，那今天又要用约翰福音。
And maybe you said, oh, brother, we show you use the book of John to talk about glory. And then in the meeting, you said you use book of John. And now you're going to be using book of John again.
对，我是不得已的。
I have no choice.
因为当我想要寻求说在圣经里面神是怎么样告诉我们真理它的意义的时候。
When I was seeking what the Lord says about what is truth,
对，当然我用电脑查一下哪里讲到真理。
I use the computer to take a look where does it talk about truth in the Bible.
这次又让我有点惊讶，有点跌破眼镜。约翰福音跟约翰一二三书里面是充满了真理。
I was really surprised by the book of the Gospel of John and then the letters of John. There's a lot of places where it talks about truth there.
所以他里面讲到真理这个词，或是说讲什么什么是真的，这个次数是相当多的，三十多次。
So there are 30 sometimes talking about the word truth itself or like something that is real or true.
对，他三十多次，但其他的福音书或其他书卷，像福音书，其他福音书都就两三次。
But in other gospels, maybe 2-3 times only.
所以，然后在其他福音书的时候，他用到这个词的时候，他会说，你讲了诚实的话，你是诚诚实实的，用这样的一个方式去形容。
Or and then in those other gospels, it talks about speaking truth or truly. They talk about it in that way.
然后但是当约翰写的时候，我们很清楚知道说他想要表达就是真理。
But in But for John, what he wants to express is the truth.
他想要表达就是说，很多东西这些是真的，不是假的。
He wants to say these are true; they're not fake.
对，比如说他这个约翰福音，他就讲到说，神是真的。
For example, he said God is truth.
然后主耶稣说，我的肉真的是可吃，真的是可喝的。
And he said that you can really eat my flesh and drink my blood.
然后他里面讲了许多的真理，他说，比如说他说，真理能够叫你们得自由。
Or he said the truth shall set you free.
啊，当然我们刚念的，他是更是直接的说，我们的主耶稣是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And then what we just read that he said our Lord Jesus is full of grace and truth.
然后主耶稣在被审判的时候，他就讲说，我是来为真理做见证的。
And then when he was being judged by Pilate, he said that I come to testify to be a witness unto the truth.
然后约翰似乎很故意的用那个比拉多问了一个很有名的问题，什么是真理呢？
And then John also used that famous quote from Pilate, what is truth?
所以当我读了之后，我深深觉得约翰写这些书信的时候，他是故意写这些东西的。
And so I felt that when John wrote Gospel of John and his letters, he intentionally wrote it this way.
对，他不是只是随随便便想说，哦，我讲了一个很诚实的话而已。
He's not casually saying, I'm just telling you the truth.
然后他是想把他用整卷的书，他整卷里面负担的当中的一部分，就想要把我们带进那个真理的真实的里面。
In his burden, he wants to bring us in the reality of the truth.
不仅如此。
And not only that.
然后约翰有一个有一个申请专利的一个用法。
And he as if has a patent on this usage.
就是我实实在在的告诉你们。
And he said, truly, truly, I say unto you.
这个只有约翰福音里面有这样用过。
Only in the book of John does it is it used that way.
他不说我真的告诉你，他就要用，他一定要讲说我实实在在的告诉你。
He not only say I tell you the truth, but he said truly, truly I say unto you.
然后这个字呢也很特别。
And that word is very special.
就是阿们。
It means amen.
也就是说，当我们如果祷告的时候，这个字用在最后的时候，就是阿们。
You know, when we pray, we use the word amen at the end of the prayer.
那阿们是什么意思呢？
Now, what does amen mean?
就是你们天天在阿们，你们到底知道阿们是在什么意思吗？
You're saying amen every day. Do you know what it means?
阿们的意思就是说，我对这个祷告，我对这件事情，我觉得他讲的这个祷告是真的，所以我同意。
What it means is this prayer is true, and so I agree with it.
然后对这个事情，我觉得它里面是真的，所以我阿门。
This is truth, and so I say amen.
那如果你用在这个句子中间，你说阿门阿门来告诉你的话，它就翻译就变成实实在在的来告诉你。
And so when you use it in a phrase and you said amen amen I tell you, then it's truly truly I tell you.
老约翰他这样用的时候，他用了25次。
He used it 25 times.
他说我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就不能结出许多子粒来。
Says truly, truly, I say unto you, unless a grain falling to the ground and die, it will not bear much fruit.
然后他说我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以在约翰的感觉里面，他好像很想告诉我们一些这些东西是真的。
And so in his heart there's this burden to tell us that these things are true.
那不仅是真的，你需要在他讲的这些内容当中，你要真的进到里面。
And not only are they true, you have to enter into that truth.
你不是只光知道重生，你必须真的经历你是一位重生的人。
You cannot just know about being born again, you have to be one who is born again.
你不可以只是知道说，哦，麦子落了地里死了，那当然结出许多子粒，你不可以光知道而已。
You cannot only stop at knowing, of course, the grain falls into the ground, it dies, and then it bears fruit. You have to experience that.
因为这件事情是阿们，阿们是里面有实际的东西，你要进去的。
Why? Because these things are amen, amen. Because they are real. There's reality in these things.
所以真理就是一个属灵的实际。
So truth is spiritual reality.
我想我今天的目的就是，那个哲学家或是神学家要回答这个什么是真理是什么这个问题，可能已经好几千年了。
We know that philosophers or theologians all want to answer this question about what is truth, and there's thousands of years that has gone by.
对，所以我小小的脑袋去想它的时候，就快要爆掉。
And so with this little brain of mine, if I want to think about these things, it seems I'm bursting.
啊，但是我愿意回到一个我原初的负担，就是我们需要去摸到什么是属灵的实际。
But I want to go back to my original burden and what into that we will touch what is spiritual reality.
好叫我们能够脱离那个虚假。
So that we can be rid of being fake and unreal.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的实际是有它的分量的。
There is weight in spiritual reality.
有一次那个常见弟兄来这边讲到康批，康批那真的印象很深。
We remember when Brother 常见 came and talked about the shack or the hut.
所以当那个康皮很轻嘛，是空的空的壳，一风一吹就到处飘。
We know that huts are so light, you know, with the wind it can be easily blown away.
但那一次他的交通我，或是另外一次，他讲到那个一个真正有实际的人是有分量。
But then he said that one who has reality is one who has weight.
所以我上次举了他。他用了一个例子。
So I used an example that he gave us.
一个应该是老姊妹吧，老姊妹她九十几岁，身体不能动，坐着轮椅坐在聚会厅里面。
So there was an elderly lady sister who is on a wheelchair and she can barely move.
对，不能够，根本不太能够讲话。
And she cannot speak either much.
但是弟兄姊妹知道说这边有一个人他是有分量。
But then brothers and sisters know that there is one who has weight here.
他能够拖着他那个残弱的身体，他身躯，他就是要来聚会。
She can come in spite of that weak body.
或是说在他过去的那些年日里面呢，他受过主真正的对付和真正的生命的成长。
And then through the years, she has been dealt with the Lord, by the Lord, and then she has really grown in the Lord.
所以当她坐在聚会的当中的时候，弟兄姊妹就感觉这边有神的同在，所以存着敬畏的心，根本不敢乱来。
And so by just being present, brothers and sisters can sense the presence of the Lord there, and they dare not to be careless in their action around her.
所以相反的，我就想象，如果我年老了，真的活到九十几。
And so I was thinking, if I live till my 90s.
那如果平常也没什么追求，也没什么供应。
And if I don't pursue the Lord ordinarily, and I have no things to share.
那我就算坐在第一排。
Even if I sit in the first row.
那弟兄姊妹看，哎呀，一个老头。
Brothers and sisters see, oh, there's just an old man there.
然后自己聊天，那边就继续聊。
And they will all talk about their own things.
所以弟兄姊妹，属灵的实际是有一个分量的，它是沙里，它不是虚空的、虚假的。
So, there is weight with spiritual reality. It is something solid. It's not fake.
我们读一下那个约翰福音等一下再读好。弟兄姊妹，这个神绝对不要虚假的东西。
You know, God does not want anything that's not real or fake.
而且主觉得虚假的东西，把它拆掉呢，他一点都不觉得可惜。
And he does not feel that it's gonna be wasteful to tear down anything that's fake.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这个主耶稣自己讲说，撒旦是说谎之人的父。
We know that the Lord said that Satan is the father of all lies.
在他里面是没有真理的，他是抵挡真理的。
Because there's no truth in him. In fact, he is against truth.
所以当我们进到虚假的里面的时候呢，其实我们就进到那个仇敌的诡计里。
So if we enter into a lie, we enter into the scheme of the evil one.
在旧约里面有一个人叫做扫罗。
One, there was one who was named Saul in the Old Testament.
他那个外表长得是非常的高大威武。
You know, he has very good outward appearance. He was very tall.
那当有人以色列要立他要推举他做王的时候，他是非常的谦卑的。
When he was going to be made king by the Israelites, he was very humble.
就是说他躲起来，哎呀，你们我这个我这是小人物，你们不要推举我，他很谦卑的。
He hid himself and was saying very humbly that, you know, he does not deserve this thing.
但是我们的神呢，不是看外貌，他是看到人的内心的。
But the Lord does not look at appearance, he looks at the heart.
后来他虽然做了王。
Later on, he indeed became king.
他的外表是有权势，王的权势。
He does look very kingly in outward appearance.
可以坐在宝座上。
He can be upon the throne.
有他的军队。
He has his army.
外表真的就像一个王的样子。
Outwardly, he's very kingly.
但是当神看这个人的时候，他发现这个人根本不敬畏神。
But when God looks at him, he knows that this person does not honor God.
他根本不认识神。
Because he does not know God.
所以他跟神也没有直接的连接。
There was no real connection between him and the Lord.
所以在这个个人，这一个人的身上呢，我们会看见他里面他没有真理。
So in this person, there is no truth.
然后呢，神就毫不保留的把他废掉。
And so God rejected him outright.
对，虽然大卫他可能有犯过一些罪。
On the other hand, with David, although he had sinned,
也许很大的罪。
And even grave sin.
但是神一看的时候，他看到大卫的内心。
But God looked at David and saw his heart.
他立他做王，因为他是一位合神心意的人。
God made him king because he was one who is after God's own heart.
因为在这个人身上，他里面有属灵的实际。
Because in this person, there's spiritual reality in him.
我之前有可能有提过，当所罗门的圣殿被建起来的时候，那个光景。
I have mentioned before the condition when the temple was built under Solomon.
当我读的时候，真的是觉得神看到一个圣殿被盖起来的时候，他心中好喜悦，因为整个圣殿充满了神的荣光。
When I read that passage, I saw how pleased the Lord was because He filled the whole temple with His glory.
对，有时候读的时候，真的自己也感觉到，哇，那个荣耀，这个有个力量很。充满在一个神喜悦的一个居所里。
When I read that, I see that weight, that strength of that glory filling that place.
但是到了新约的时代。
But then in the New Testament,
整个圣殿变成一个空壳。
The whole temple is just an empty shell.
对，也许有祭司的侍奉。
Well, there is still the service of the priest.
有许多的献祭。
There are sacrifices made.
但是神说万民祷告的殿不见了。
But then to the Lord, the house of prayer is gone.
这整个圣殿已经没有了神的荣耀。
There is no glory in that temple anymore.
为什么？
Why?
因为整个圣殿，整个神的家已经失去了那个属灵的实际了。
Because there is no reality in that temple.
所以主耶稣做了有一个预言，他说这个圣殿一块石头都不会在一块石头上面。
And so the Lord prophesied that.What will happen to this temple? Not one stone will be on top of another.
只要它变成一个虚假的东西呢，神毫不可惜，全部拆掉。
Once it has become a lie, then the Lord has no reservation about tearing it down.
对，当我们来到启示录的时候，那个写给教会的书信。
We saw the seven letters to the seven churches in Revelation.
对，这次康登弟兄的信息，有些实在给我一个蛮深的印象。
This time, Brother Condon's message really leave a deep impression to me.
对不对？以弗所的教会，哇，什么外面的这个工作好劳苦，又能够分辨。
You know, the church in Ephesus, they labor much, and they can even discern.
但是当神看他们到底有没有属灵的实际的时候。
And yet,When the Lord look at them and see if they have spiritual reality.
他说那个起初的爱失去了。
The Lord said they have lost their first love.
你仅仅不是仅仅，就是你那个最关键的那个起初的爱，你失去的话，你那个实际属灵的实际就没了。
if you have lost the key element, then you have lost the spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候，请原谅我这样讲。有时候碰到一些的弟兄姊妹，我觉得感觉碰到像鸡蛋。
Please forgive me for saying that, but sometimes when I meet some brothers and sisters, I felt that I have met
like, 空的鸡蛋。
I have met an empty egg.
就是它只有一个壳，但是里面没有东西。
What I'm saying is they only have a shell, but it's empty within.
也许非常固定的来聚会。
It's true, they may come regularly to the meeting.
好像在家也会读读圣经，祷告一下。
They will read the Bible at home and pray.
碰到这个人就感觉一个空的壳子。
But then when I meet them, I felt they are just an empty shell.
所以弟兄姊妹，以弗所有很多外表的工作做遮掩。
We know that the church in Ephesus, they are covered with work outwardly.
但如果里面那个爱主的心没了。
And yet, inside, there's no love for the Lord.
然后主的意思就是说，这个属灵的实际失去了。
And so the Lord is saying, you've lost the spiritual reality.
没有错，每个教会都是神所爱的，它这个一个灯台。
No doubt, every church is one that is loved by the Lord, and it's a lampstand.
但圣经的话自己说，在主的见证上面，他毫不犹豫的会把。应该说毫不可惜的把这个灯台整个都挪掉。
But the word of the Lord says that He will remove the lampstand without reservation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意做一个寻求真理的人
？So are you willing to be a seeker of truth？
以前我记得 Andrew 用过一个，可能借用一个比方。
I think Andrew used this example before.
你怎么分辨一个钞票是假钞
？How do you know？Whether a bill is fake or not.
那怎么分辨
How do you do it?
多看真钞。
All you need to do is look at the real ones.
不过我们今天的问题是好像没有真钞可以看。
But today our problem is we don't have any real ones to look at.
所以主怎么做呢？我在想。
So how does the Lord accomplish this?
我们看一下约翰福音第六章。
So let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章二十二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”
Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled.
有一批人他们经过了那个五饼二鱼的神迹。
There's a group of people who went through that five loaves and two fish, that miracle.
对，后来主耶稣那个过了海嘛，过了加利利海。
And then the Lord crossed the river of the Sea of Galilee.
然后你就看见有一批人哈，一批众人不辞劳苦的要来找主了。
And then there's this multitude who really, really want to get to the Lord.
然后找到了主。
And finally they got to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们只看表面
，If we look out on the outside，
我真的会觉得这批人真的是，哎呀，经历了主的神迹，所以他们想费劲。辛苦的来找到主来跟随他。
You will see that they have experienced a miracle, and it is as if that they were laboring to get to the Lord.
结果主看的比我们准得多。
But the Lord see more accurately than us.
对，他看到这些不辞劳苦来找他的人，他是看见他们里面的实质。
The Lord see that they wanted to come to him because.What was the real reason behind?
所以主耶稣怎么做呢？他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们来找我是为了吃饼得饱。”
And so the Lord told them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you come to me because you want to eat the loaves and be filled."
对，你不是来为了来寻找我来跟随我，你是为了得好处，属地的好处。
You're not seeking after me. You're not trying to follow me. You just want the worldly goods.
所以耶稣在这边给我感觉是说，他用实实在在阿们阿们，你们这批人实实在在的情况，就是我点出来这个情况。
So he's saying here, very verily is truly truly, or amen amen, I say unto you, he's saying their real condition.
我再举一个例子，十三章三十八节。
Another place is chapter 13:18.
十三章三十八节。
13:38, sorry.
耶稣说，你愿意为我舍命吗？我实实在在的告诉你，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
Jesus answered him, Will thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times.
当主耶稣说他要离开了。
When the Lord said that he is departing,
然后彼得在表面上面他说了一句话，他说，主啊，我就是为你舍命，我也甘心乐意的。
And Peter said, you know, I'm willing to even give my life for you, Lord.
我相信其他的门徒们一看，哇，这个好佩服这个彼得。
Maybe the other disciples like, wow, he said such things.
甚至彼得可能都很佩服他自己。
And probably Peter was very pleased with himself too.
大家看表面是这样子说，
so we look outwardly, it's said that way.
但主耶稣一看的时候，他说，我实实在在把你点出来，你三次要不认我。
But then the Lord sees deeply and he pointed out that you're gonna deny me three times.
但是感谢主，我们看到当到了约翰福音二十一章十八节的时候，
But in John 21:18,
二十一章十八节的时候，他说，主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带到你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。
And so thankfully in verse 18 it says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, when thou wast young,Thou girdest thyself and walk whether thou would, but when thou be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou would not. So this predicts how he's gonna pass.
当彼得经历了三次不认主这件事，
So Peter experienced three times denying the Lord.
然后主耶稣在那个三次问他，你爱我吗？
And then afterwards, the Lord.Asked him three times, "Do you love me?"
这一次彼得声音很小了。
This time Peter speaks in a soft voice.
他只敢说，主啊，你知道的。
He can only reply, "Lord, you know."
他没有说，他没有用他原来洪亮的音量说，主啊，我爱你。他没有这样说。
He does not dare use that loud voice and say, "Lord, I love you."
他只能够很小声的说，主啊，你知道的。
He can only say softly, Lord, you know.
你发现主耶稣这一次看到他说实实在在阿们阿们的时候呢，他看到了这个彼得里面真的情况。
So this time the Lord says very, very, amen, amen. He saw the real condition of Peter.
他外面没把握，他嘴巴讲起来没有太大的把握。
Outwardly, with his mouth, he does not have any confidence.
但是主耶稣一看到他里面属灵的实际的时候，他发现这个人是现在是可以为他舍命的人。
But now the Lord sees that spiritual reality in him. He knows he's one who will die for him.
他说，他这边讲的话，他是说，彼得，你以后是怎么死能够荣耀神来讲？
The Lord said something here that in the end, how he will glorify the Lord by his death.
所以弟兄姊妹，这边有一个。属灵的实际的东西不是看外貌。
So there's spiritual reality here. It's not looking at outward appearance.
对，感谢主，他用实实在在的话语把这个人真实的光景把它点出来。
We are thankful that he used truly, truly to point out the real condition.
所以弟兄姊妹，你愿意做一个寻求真理的人吗？
Are you willing to be one who seek the truth?
我要讲三个不要怕。
I want to say three, do not fear.
不是那种在风浪上面那种不要怕，不是那种。
Well, I'm not referring to do not fear when you're in a storm.
你应该不要怕没面子。
Do not fear to lose faith.
不要怕被指出你的错误来。
Do not fear to be pointed out what's your mistake or wrong.
那你也不要怕你要从头来。
Do not fear to start all over again.
你有没有发现我刚举的例子，主耶稣是他本身把一个属灵真的光景 他直接把它点出来的。
We see the Lord, he pointed out that true spiritual condition.
对，你这个彼得，我说我要为你舍命，你我点出来三次不认主，很没面子啊。
Peter said he wants to die for the Lord, but the Lord pointed out that you're going to deny me three times. That's losing faith for Peter.
对不对？如果我们愿意追求真理，追求真的。
If we are wanting to really pursue real things.
面子算什么东西？
What is faith for us?
我们宁愿要真的，也不要面子。
We should want that real thing and not our faith.
对不对？我要了面子，但是我跑到继续持续在虚假里面， 那有什么意义呢？
If we are holding to our faith, but then we enter into a lie, what's the point?
对，所以不要怕被指出来。我们有一些缺点，有一些这个虚假的地方，我们需要被点出来。
Don't be afraid if somebody points out what is a lie in you or what's wrong with you.
如果我过去真的就像一个鸡蛋壳是空壳的话，主哈，我要从头来的。
If I'm like an egg with just a shell and empty inside, I want to start over.
对，我不要一直假装下去还是一个鸡蛋壳，我不要这样子。
I don't want to continue and just continue being an empty shell.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们是愿意说，我要进入真理，进入真理比这一切都重要。
I want to enter into that truth, and it's way more important than any of this.
然后，当主耶稣想要表达一个属灵的实际的时候，我发现他会用一个比较的方式。
When the Lord wants to express what is spiritual reality, He used examples.
有一个例子是在马可福音的第十二章。
One example is in Mark 12.
啊，脱离了约翰福音，可以。
We're out of the book of John.
马可福音的第十二章的四十一到四十四节。
Mark 12:41-42.
念中文就好了，对不起哈。
We'll just read in Chinese, so you follow on.
马可福音十二章的四十一到四十四节。
Mark 12:41-44.
耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主往里投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。耶稣叫门徒来说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余，拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。 OK， 我们念这一段这个金钱奉献的这个观察。
So the Lord is observing how people give their offerings.
我猜测如果这个事情搬到约翰福音的话，约翰会改成实实在在。
So if this thing was in John, John would probably say, Verily, verily, I say unto you.
所以这一边哈，当我们在表面来看的时候，有几个财主，然后有一个穷寡妇。
So outwardly we see a few rich people, and then there's a very poor widow.
财主的的确确他们可能捐了不少，就奉献了不少的金钱。
So the rich people really gave probably a lot of money.
这个穷寡妇一点点根本可能非常非常非常小的钱。
But then this poor widow only gave a very very little.
所以当主耶稣把这两个事情摆在一起来做对比的时候。
So when the Lord put these two things and compared them.
然后主耶稣一看，他是看到里面那个属灵的实际。
Again, the Lord sees the spiritual reality inside.
他看到真正宝贵的是那个寡妇。
What he sees is really precious is that poor widow.
因为寡妇在他里面呢，他是真的愿意把他，甚至连他养生的都愿意给神的家。
Because that widow is willing to give even just her living to the Lord.
对，其他人就是，哎呀，我这个 剩下一点钱，我这个奉献出去。
For the rest, they're just giving up their leftovers.
那这个寡妇给主的一个实际的感觉是，她整个人都愿意奉献出来。
So what the Lord see in this widow is she's giving her all.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们主会用这个对比的方式，叫我们摸着什么叫做属灵的实际。
So the Lord uses this comparison so that we will touch what is the spiritual reality behind.
所以我上次曾经用过一个，但是一个假设性的一个例子。
Last time I used an example that is not a real thing, but an illustration.
万一是真的话，我们要好好去学，就讲到私情。
So I was using the being a pianist as an example.
对，就在教会私情的服侍。
So in the service in the church, when you are a pianist.
对，如果一个私情的姊妹，大部分姊妹或者弟兄，他觉得他弹的技术非常好，他就反正就来私情。
So whether it's a brother or a sister as a pianist, if she thinks or he thinks he's very good technically, and then he just come and play.
没有错，他弹的时候真的音符也非常的完美，然后他的这个整个和弦和声都配得非常的好。
So no doubt he has every note right and very harmonious and very good music.
那另外一个姊妹或弟兄。
But then another brother or sister.
他技术也许没有那么好。
Maybe he or she does not have that level of technique.
但是他在平常生活里面，他就常常喜爱唱诗歌。
But in his daily life, he loves singing hymns.
有一些诗歌在他生活里面成了他的供应，跟着他帮助。
And some of these hymns become his help and his supply.
所以当他弹的时候呢，他是借着诗歌跟主交通的。
So when he's playing, he's really communing with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们把这两个情况摆在一起来看的时候，
So when we compare these two situations,
如果让我们的主来看，如果让我们这些不太懂音乐的来听的话，哎呀，这个前面那个姊妹弹得比较好。
So for us who are not really very musical, oh, we can still say, oh, this the other sister, she plays very well.
但有可能在你没有察觉的时候呢，你发现第二位弹的时候，你觉得有主的同在。
But knowingly, you still sense that this other player has the presence of God with him or her.
这个不是装出来的，不是做音乐把它做出来的，没有办法，这是属灵的实际。
This is not something that you can manufacture.
然后，我这边我写了十几个例子。
I have more than 10 examples here.
比如说，我已经很久没有带主日学了。
I haven't been leading Sunday schools lately.
对，我最后一次带的时候是哭着出来的。
The last time I did it, I was very dejected.
对，拜托你们把这个忘记了。
So may you just forget this.
就比如说一个主日学，他可能这个姊妹或弟兄，他觉得他对小孩很有办法。
So maybe this brother or sister thinks that he's very capable with kids.
或是说，这个主日学的材料很简单啊。
Or you know this Sunday school material is so simple.
就我早上来就简单看一下，就马上就可以把它处理好。
You know, I just kind of look over it before the start, and I can teach that class.
或是另外一个带主日学，他那个礼拜他在家里面为孩子祷告。
But then another teacher through the week he was praying for the kids.
他愿意说来到这个主日学当中，也许孩子太小听不懂什么东西。
And then maybe the kids maybe they don't understand much.
但是他有一个祷告说，主啊，总是或多或少有一些属灵的种子能够埋藏在这些孩子的心中。
But then he prayed that there would be seed planted in the hearts of these kids.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样是带主日学，我知道带主日学很不容易，我最怕带主日学。
I know it's very hard to lead Sunday school, and I'm really afraid of doing it.
比讲到还怕。
Hard harder, more afraid of that than speaking a message.
对，所以当弟兄姊妹把这两个光景摆在一起的时候，我们要看主耶稣看的是哪一个有属灵的实际。
But when we put these two conditions side by side, which one has more spiritual reality?
对，弟兄姊妹，我们一定要用这个眼光来看我们的生活跟我们的服事。
We need to use this perspective to look at our lives and our service.
对，很多时候如果不注意，我们自己把我们的服事都把它架空了，变成一个空壳了。
If we don't pay attention, we make our service empty.
我们的公开的这个聚会的祷告。
Now our open prayer.
为什么有的时候一些弟兄姊妹很会祷告，但是反而把整个聚会的气氛那个同在把它打掉了呢？
Why is it that some brothers or sisters can pray very well and yet they kind of break down that atmosphere in that meeting?
为什么感觉阿们不出来呢？
Why can't you amen their prayer?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这几年我们竭力的愿意说，弟兄姊妹，我们要一定祷告，一定要避免做文章。
So that's why we encourage brothers and sisters not to have a really long theme prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我以前也在做文章。
Oh, I was like that too before.
但其实我不是故意的。
But I didn't do it intentionally.
但你一祷告就哇一大堆这个属灵的这个文章跟词藻就出来了。
Because it's as if when you start praying, so naturally all these spiritual terms just come out.
那为什么一些初信的弟兄姊妹，他第一次或刚开始祷告，我觉得心中很感动呢？
Why is it that when like a new believer prays, you're so touched by their prayer?
因为里面有那个属灵的实际。
Why? Because there's spiritual reality in their prayers.
所以我真的是就是几年前开始从头学嘛。
So a few years ago, I started over and learned it.
都祷告了快二十年了，要从头学。
So I've been praying for like 20 years. I've start over to learn this.
被指出来我在做文章也不要紧，被指就指，你们知道是谁。
So you know, I was being pointed out that I was, you know, like.Making a theme out of my prayer, and you know who pointed that out.
这指出来怎么关系？我要的是真的。
So what's wrong with being pointed out? I mean, what I want is the real thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们先从一些简短的、真实的、没有刻意预备的祷告开始。
So let's start with very simple, unprepared, short prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己外面加很多词藻，我是听得出来的。
If we try to put nice terms, people can sense that.
你真的跟对主从里面发出的呼求、发出来的感谢，我们也是有感觉的。
If you say to the Lord from within your praise, your things, people know that.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是要抓住那个属灵的实际。
So you need to grab on to that spiritual reality.
然后一些话语的服事或是话语的分享。
So in our ministry of the word or even sharing the word,
弟兄姊妹，有的时候讲同样的话，就是两个人讲同样的话，但是那个分量就大大不同。
So maybe there are two people saying the same thing, but the weight, their weight is are different.
我第一次参加西安聚会的时候，那一次真的是被，也不是惊吓到，就真的是非常的那个主的同在非常的浓厚。
The first time I went to WCCC, I really sensed that, you know, very weighty presence of the Lord in that meeting.
但经过这么多年来，但总是有一些时候还是心中很被摸着的。
And through the years, there are many times my heart was deeply touched.
这一次我又好像又回到当初那种感觉，就是当我们老弟兄江弟兄他说他八十年信主来八十年来，他一直都在 press on， 一直都在竭力的追求。
And this time I kind of went back to that sense, and especially with Brother Kong saying that he has been a Christian for 80 some years and he has been pressing on.
当他讲完这句话的时候，没有办法，这个水龙头就打开了。
And I couldn't stop myself, but I was in tears.
弟兄姊妹，他就很简单的一句话。
he said something very simple.
他说我八十年来一直都在竭力的追求。
He said that 80 some years now and I'm really pressing on.
我说不出来，但那天我里面非常受鼓励。
I cannot express it, but that day I was so encouraged.
所以弟兄姊妹，简单的一句话，但是那个是八十年的分量。
So a very simple word, but it has 80 years of weight in it.
我听到一种情况，蛮就是有一种情况就是有的老弟兄他们也许八九十岁了。
I heard of another situation. Maybe some brothers were 80, 90 years of age.
对，听说有这种情况，就是他们每一个礼拜主日擘饼都是第一个起来祷告。
Every Sunday during the breaking of the bread, they're the first one to pray.
然后四十年如一日，每次祷告都一样。
And like 40 years is like one day because the prayer is always the same.
然后劝也劝不听。
And even other people tell them, they don't listen.
请原谅我这样说，如果有这样的一个弟兄，他有一天跟我讲说，我八十年来都很追求。
So maybe if a brother like that, but they and they say to me, 80 years I've been pressing on.
我会觉得我碰到鸡蛋。
For me, it would still be like meeting an empty egg.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些的主念实际里面带着分量，能够供应人的。
So the spiritual reality will bring with it weight to supply other people.
Yeah, 我想比如说读圣经。
If we talk about reading the Bible.
有一次有一个外地来的弟兄。
There's a brother from a different state.
他交通的时候说，就是我们要认真，要爱主。
When he shared, he said we have to be serious, we have to love the Lord.
对，讲的话都是对的，都是标准答案。
All the words are right.
然后他说我们要好好爱主。
He said we have to really, really love the Lord.
所以我们要读圣经。
And that's why we have to read the Bible.
其实那天我听了这每一个字都对。
Now every word is right.
但是我有个蛮深的体会，他是把读圣经当做一种研究的书，你要用功去读，就是爱主。
But the way he was treating this is that the Bible is something that you have to kind of, it's just a book, you need to dig into it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们知道我的难处，这个有时候属灵的实际很难用言语解释。
You know, it's very hard to use word to say this.
属灵的实际需要我们在灵里面碰到那个真实，你知道。这样是对的。
Spiritual reality is when inside of you you touch something real and this is to say yes, that's it.
如果当我听那个像孙弟兄也劝勉过好多次。
I've heard a brother Sun, he had a lot of encouragement.
他说我们这一代读圣经已经不如他们那一代。
He said that the way we read the Bible is not like they used to do it.
然后他们那一代又不如上一代。
And then last generation was not as good as the previous one.
对，他好几次他语重心长地说，弟兄姊妹要好好读圣经。
And then he said we need to read the Bible carefully.
奇怪，都讲同样的话就觉得不一样。
Well, they say the same thing as that brother, but it's different.
因为当他讲的时候呢，他知道说那个圣经的真理，那个话语真的是宝贵的。
Because when he say that, he really treat that word as precious.
不仅在个人身上能够成为我们属灵的粮食。
Not only it is bread to us personally.
而且它能够成为我们那个神的原则，成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
But it is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
如果不回到圣经的话，我们的道路就乱走。
If we don't go back to the word, then our way would be very confused.
所以当他讲这句话要好好读圣经的背后，
So saying that you have to read the Bible well, but at the back of that word,
里面有有几十年的经历的。
There are decades of experience with comes with it.
有许多服事他所看见的光景。
He has seen a lot of condition during his service.
然后有教会几百年来因为失去真理产生的这些的问题，这个句话背后有这么多的这些含义的。
And knowing that when the church lost the word, how bad it was.
所以我当我听他讲的时候，我心里面就阿们，就说，对，我们需要好好把神的话语恢复过来。
And so when I heard him say those words, in my heart I said, yes, we need to recover reading the Bible.
我再讲一个就好了。
So one more example.
遵守主的命令。
It is to follow God's commandment.
有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的。
If you have my commandment and you follow them, then you are one who loves me.
所以弟兄姊妹都很多都会讲说我要遵守主的命令。
So many of us say we want to follow God's commandment.
但是我听到不同人讲的时候呢，那个感觉味道就不完全一样。
But the sense that I get from hearing different people say the same words are different.
有人讲的时候，我感觉我要守住主的命令，我要遵守主的命令。有人是这样讲。
Some people say I want to keep God's commandment.
然后，但是感觉就是说，我要把它行出来，做出来，让我这个人能够更好。
And behind that, what they're saying is, I want to do all these commandments so that I will look good.
我要做得更好。
And I want to do it better.
然后别人看我的话，像一个好的基督徒。
So when others see me, they will see, oh, this is a good Christian.
主耶稣说要遵守命令才是爱他，所以我要爱他，我要遵守。
And because the Lord said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So I want to keep the commandments to love the Lord.
但如果今天有一个以前有个人叫做 C.T. Studd 斯达德弟兄。
But then there's a brother called C.T. Studd.
如果他今天站在这边。
If he were to stand here before us today.
他说同样的话，说我要遵守主的命令，你那感觉是完全不同的。
But then if he say even the same word, I want to keep God's commandment, you will sense it very different.
原来他在。这故事我不详细讲，他在早晨四五点的时候起来读主的话。
He woke up very early, 4 or 5 in the morning to read God's word.
他心中的感觉是说我爱慕主的命令。
And in his heart he says, I love God's commandment.
我愿意顺服主的命令。
I'm willing to obey his commandment.
所以我在主的面前寻找，主啊，你今天有什么吩咐是要临到我的身上。
And so when he was before the Lord, he's saying, Lord, what is it that you want to tell me today?
然后我愿意找到，我愿意你帮助我，你给我恩典，叫我能够遵守。
I want to find them and give me grace so that I can keep them.
所以那个接待他的那个年长的叫 F.B. Meyer.
Now the host was F.B. Meyer.
他一看到这个斯达德年轻这个弟兄。
And he saw this young brother, C.T. Studd.
他就有感觉，他说有些东西是你有，但是我没有。
And immediately he sensed that this younger brother, you have something that I don't have.
有一些东西真东西在你身上是我觉得我没有。
There's some things real in you that I do not have.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做属灵的实际。
This is what we call spiritual reality.
我们需要这样子去追求。
We have to pursue this.
我的话语会很有限。
My words are very limited.
因为属灵的实际它是一个属灵的。
Because spiritual reality is something spiritual.
是在你灵里面觉得实在的东西。
It is something that is real in your spirit.
在你灵里面觉得这是有分量的东西。
This is something that is weighty inside you.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要追求，我们需要做一个愿意寻求真理，并且愿意进入真理的人。
We need to be one who is willing to pursue truth and to enter into the truth.
我想我今天就交通到这边。
So I will stop my sharing this point.
我套句那个十百个弟兄的话。
And I want to use Brother Sparks' words.
我们弟兄他写的书很深奥。
The books that he has written are so deep.
不过他的讲道的记录我觉得还 OK， 还可以读得下去。
But the notes from the messages are okay. You can understand it.
有一次他讲完信息以后。
One time after he has finished a message.
他问一个弟兄，弟兄你今天听得懂我在讲什么吗？
So he asked a brother, do you understand what I said today?
然后弟兄就说我听不太懂。
And the brother said, I don't really catch it.
然后斯派克弟兄就问他说，不过那个弟兄他说，我虽然听不太懂，但是我好像摸到一些的东西。
He said that even though I don't quite understand, but I think I touched something.
斯派克弟兄就说，那就好。
And then he said, well, that's good.
所以弟兄姐妹，我觉得我言语很有限。
So I feel that my words are so limited.
但是我们需要去学习去摸着。真的去追求有一个实际属灵的实际的东西在我们身上被建立起来。
But we need to touch that there's that spiritual reality that can be built up in us.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们实在是在学着用你的眼光来看事情。
Lord, we really want to see things from your perspective.
主啊，当你看我们的时候，当别人看我们的时候。也许外表都还是好像有点追求。
When others look at us, maybe they see that we have some pursuit of you.
主啊，但是你看得更清楚。
But then, Lord, you see clearly.
我们里面到底有没有真东西，你是知道的。
Whether we have something real in us, you know.
主啊，我们把自己敞开在你面前。
Lord, we really open up ourselves to you.
我们愿意你帮助我们挪去一切的虚假。
Lord, we want you to take away all lies within us.
显明我们里面的空虚。
To show our emptiness.
主啊，好叫你那个真实的那个实际能够进到我们的里面。
So that spiritual reality will get into us.
主啊，引导我们真的是能够摸着什么叫做属灵的实际。
And so that we will touch what is spiritual reality.
主啊，好叫我们不在这个不再继续在谎言的底下。
We will not continue under this lie.
主啊，叫我们也能够与你一同的为真理做那个美好的见证。
And that together with you, we can witness for the truth.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.